Welcome to the Unmasked Life Podcast, a podcast to help you leverage your past, fulfill your purpose, and unmask your potential. And now your host, Matt Manny.
Hey, it's Monday, the start of a brand new week. Mondays aren't normally fun, exciting days to get kicked off, but I hope that as you join me today and we spend a little bit of time together getting a great story, some encouragement, and some scriptures to help our hearts, that it'll be a good start to your week. Today is day 16 in our devotional, He Still Calms Storms. You can find this devotional and have it paperback in your hands. Find that on Amazon or Manny Resources. You can grab the link for that in the show notes. Today is day 16, Chip and Kim's story. Chip McAllister had a thing for reality TV shows. He also really enjoyed IT work. In 2003, Chip, along with his wife Kim, started an IT company with a partner and lived hand-to-mouth for about 18 months. The company was shuttering and about to close when they landed a contract for $30 million. For the McAllisters, things were looking up. Then their partner weaseled his co-owner out of the company and hired attorneys to strong-arm the McAllisters out. The couple could not afford to put up a fight, and they lost their business. They found themselves at rock bottom once again. One night while they were watching Chip's favorite reality show, his wife suggested that they should try out as contestants. "What do we have to lose?" she asked her husband. "About 40 pounds for me," Chip said. "I can never do that show." After some encouragement from friends, the McAllisters took the plunge and tried out for the adventure reality show. They were avid fans, knew the rules, and figured they would give it their best shot. Amazingly enough, they made it onto the show. The show pitted teams against each other to find clues and race through a massive multinational scavenger hunt. For the majority of the competition, the McAllisters lagged behind their fellow competitors. The producer came to them one day in between shoots and said, "You know, you guys could win this thing." They thought he was egging them on. The competition was coming to a close on the final day of shooting. The McAllisters were held up in an airport waiting for a flight to the finish line. The other contestants were exhausted and fell asleep. Chip and Kim checked their flight and discovered an earlier flight was suddenly available. They changed their tickets and hopped on the flight, the only contestants to catch the break. The McAllisters arrived in the final city and took a cab to the destination location. When they stepped out of the cab, they couldn't believe what happened. They were the first team to cross the finish line of the amazing race. The McAllisters won the show and were awarded $1 million in prize money. Chip and Kim were so excited, but they had to wait 6 months before their family and friends could hear the news. Two checks arrived in their mailbox, each for $500,000. The first thing Chip bought was two sets of iPods, one for him and one for his son. Chip also picked up a laptop at the electronics store. It was something he had never been able to afford before this point. When McAllisters swiped his card to check out with his laptop and iPod, the cashier said, "I'm sorry, sir, but your transactions have been declined." Chip realized the prize money from the game had not cleared yet in his bank account. The manager motioned to the young clerk. "He's good for it." "Are you sure?" the clerk asked. The manager nodded at Chip with a smile. "Just let it go through. I'll talk to you later." The manager recognized Chip from the show. Chip's response was, "This must be what it feels like to be rich." Paul had the same sentiments as Chip. Paul knew what it was like to be rich and to be poor. Throughout his life, the Apostle Paul gained enough confidence in God's provision, he was able to encourage his fellow believers in Philippi with an amazing, bold promise: God will provide for you. It may not be from the prize money of a globe-trotting reality show, but God will provide in amazing ways beyond what you may realize. God's provision is just a testament to God's presence in our lives. He takes us through times of testing to develop our confidence and trust in Him. At the end of the day, God provides not necessarily for our wants, but He will provide for our needs just in time. That's today's promise of provision. These thoughts are taken from the text of Scripture, Philippians 4:19, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. Thanks so much for listening to the devotional today. If you enjoyed this devotional from He Still Calms Storms, feel free to find your very own copy on Amazon or check it out on BannyResources.com. You can find links for both of those in the show notes today. I would encourage you to leave a rating and review. And also, would you share this with somebody today, whether it's on social media or text them the link for this and pass it on to be encouraged for other people, whatever they're going through. Thanks so much for
listening. You've been listening to the Unmasked Life Podcast. Join us next time for more great content that will help you leverage your past, fulfill your purpose, and unmask your potential.